Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Daily Bread for Busy Moms. My name is Sophia, and I will be reading for you today. Today is Tuesday, the 11th of May, and the 29th of Iyar on the Hebrew calendar, and it is day 44 of the counting of the Omer. This week's Torah portion is called Bamidbar, which means in the wilderness, and today's Aliyah is Numbers 2, verse 1 through 34. Before we start the reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word. Please join me if you know the blessing. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. The Lord said to Moshe and Aharon, saying, let each man encamp under his own standard among the banners of their ancestral house at an appropriate distance around the tent of meeting. Those camping on the east toward the sunrise will be of the standard of Yehuda, according to their divisions. Nachshon, son of Aminadav, is the prince of the sons of Yehuda. His division, by their number, is 74,600. Camping next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar. The prince of the sons of Issachar is Netanel, son of Zuar. Their division, by their number, is 54,400. Next, the tribe of Zvulun. The prince of the sons of Zvulun is Eliav, son of Helon. His division, by count, is 57,400. All those numbered in Yehuda's camp, by their divisions, are 186,400. They are to advance first. The standard of the camp of Reuven shall be on the south side, by their divisions. The prince of the sons of Reuven is Elitzur, son of Shedeur. His division, by their number, is 46,500. Those camping next to them are the tribe of Shimon. The prince of the sons of Shimon is Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. His division, by their number, is 59,300. Next, the tribe of Gad. The prince of the tribe of Gad is Eliasaph, son of Reuel. His division, by their numbers, is 45,650. All those numbered to the camp of Reuven are 151,450. They are to set out second. Then the tent of meeting will move out with the camp of the Levites, which is in the middle of the camps, just as they were in camp, each person in his own place, under his own appropriate standard. On the west will be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, by their divisions. The prince of the sons of Ephraim is Elishama, son of Amihud. His division, by their numbers, is 40,500. Next to him is the tribe of Manasseh. The prince of the sons of Menashe is Gamliel, son of Pedazur. His division, by their numbers, is 32,200. Next, the tribe of Binyamin. The prince of the sons of Binyamin is Avidan, son of Gidoni. His division, by their numbers, is 35,400. All those numbers numbered to the camp of Ephraim are 108,100 by their divisions. They are to advance third. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north, according to their divisions. The prince of the sons of Dan is Ahiezer, son of Amishaddai. His division, by their numbers, is 62,700. Next to him will encamp the tribe of Asher. The prince of the sons of Asher is Pagiel, son of Ochran. His division, by their numbers, is 41,500. Next, tribe of Naphtali. The prince of the sons of Naphtali is Ahira, son of Enan. His division, by their numbers, is 53,400. All those numbered to the camp of Dan are 157,600. They are to advance last by their standards. These are the numbers of Bnei Israel in accordance with their ancestral households. All those counted according to their divisions are 603,550. However, the Levites were not counted among Bnei Israel, just as the Lord commanded Moshe. So Bnei Israel acted in accordance with all that the Lord had commanded Moshe. Thus they camped by their standards and set out, each man according to their families and their ancestral houses. That was Numbers chapter 2, verses 1 through 34. Our next portion is from the prophets, and it is Jeremiah chapter 13. Thus the Lord said to me, "Go and buy for yourself a linen waistband and put it around your waist, and do not put it in water." So I got a waistband in keeping with the word of the Lord and put it on my waist. Then the word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, "Take the waistband that you bought, which is on your waist, and get up. Go to Perat and hide it there in a cleft of the rock." So I went and hid it at Perat, as the Lord commanded me. Now it came to pass, after many days, that the Lord said to me, "Get up, go to Perat, and take the waistband that I commanded you to hide there." So I went to Perat, dug it up, and took the waistband from the place where I had hidden it. But to my surprise, the waistband was marred, worth nothing at all. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Thus says the Lord, just so I will mar the pride of Yehuda and the great pride of Jerusalem. This wicked people who refuse to hear my words, who walk in the stubbornness of their own heart and go after other gods to serve them and worship them, will be just like this waistband, worth nothing at all. For just as the waistband clings to a man's waist, so I will make the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah cling to me, declares the Lord, to be to me a people, a name, a praise, and a glory. But they would not obey. Moreover, speak this word to them. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, every jug should be filled with wine. When they say to you, 'Don't we know very well that every jug should be filled with wine?' Then you will say to them, 'Thus says the Lord, I'm about to fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings who sit on David's throne, the Kohanim, the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, with drunkenness. And I will smash them against each other, even fathers and sons, says the Lord. I will show no pity, nor regret, nor compassion, to keep me from destroying them. Hear and give ear, O not be haughty, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before it grows dark, and before your feet stumble on mountains at dusk. When you look for light, he turns it into the shadow of death, and turns it into deep darkness. But if you will not listen, my soul will sob in secret before such pride, and my eyes will weep bitterly and overflow with tears, for the Lord's flock will be taken captive. Say to the king and the queen mother, 'Sit down low, for your glorious crown has fallen from your head. The towns of the south will be shut up, with no one to open them. All Yehuda is taken into exile, utterly swept into exile. Lift up your eyes and see those coming from the north. Where is the flock given to you, your beautiful sheep? What will you say when he sets up the allies you cultivated for yourself over you as head? Will not labor pain seize you, like a woman in travail? Suppose you say in your heart, 'Why did these things happen to me?' Because of your great iniquity, your skirts are uncovered and your heels suffer violence. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? So could you do good that are accustomed to doing evil? Therefore I will scatter them like drifting straw in the desert wind. This is your lot, the portion measured for you from me. It is a declaration of the Lord. For you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. Therefore I will also uncover your skirts over your face, expose your shame, your adulteries, your lustful neighings, the lewdness of your prostitution, on the hills in the field. I've seen your loathsome acts. Oy, you Jerusalem, you are unclean. How much longer?" That was Jeremiah chapter 13. Our portion from the writings is Job chapter 33. "But now, Yov, listen to my words and give ear to everything I say. See now, I open my mouth, my tongue in my mouth speaks. My words are from my upright heart, my lips speak sincerely what they know. The Ruach of God has made me, the breath of Shaddai gives me life. Answer me if you can, array yourselves before me, take your stand. Look, I am the same as you before God, I too am formed from clay. See, no fear of me should terrify you, nor should my pressure be heavy on you. Indeed, you have said in my hearing, I heard the sound of the words. I am pure, without transgression. I am innocent, without iniquity. Yet he has found fault with me. He considers me his enemy. He puts my feet in the shackles. He watches closely all my paths. But in this you are not right. I answer you, for God is greater than a mortal. Why do you contend against him, that he does not answer all his words? Indeed, God speaks once, even twice, yet no one perceives it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on men, as they slumber in bed. Then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction, in order to turn a man from his conduct and to cover a person's pride. He spares his soul from the pit, and his life from perishing by the sword. Or a person is chastened with pain on his bed, with continual strife in his bones, so that his life loathes bread, and his soul desirable food. His flesh wastes away from sight, and his bones, once unseen, now stick out. His soul draws near to the pit, and his life to the messengers of death. If there is an angel beside him, a messenger, one out of a thousand, to declare to a man his uprightness, then he is gracious to him, and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. Let his flesh be restored like a child's. Let him return to the days of his youth. He entreats God and is accepted by him. He sees his face with a shout of joy. He restores to the man his righteousness. He sings to others, saying, I have sinned and perverted what is right, but I did not get what I deserved. He redeemed my soul from going down to the pit, and my life sees the light. Indeed, God does all these things, twice, even three times with a man, to bring his soul back from the pit, that he may be illuminated with the light of life. Pay attention, Yov, listen to me. Be silent, and I will speak. If you have anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I want to justify you. If not, then listen to me. Be silent, and I will teach you wisdom. That was Job chapter 33. Our next and last portion for today is Romans chapter 13. Let every person submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist are put in place by God. So whoever opposes the authority has resisted God's direction, and those who have resisted will bring judgment on themselves. For leaders cause no fear for good behavior, but for bad. Now, if you do not want to fear the authority, do what is good and you will get his approval, for he is God's servant to you for your good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not carry the sword for no reason, for he is God's servant. An avenger who inflicts punishment on the evildoer. Therefore, it is necessary to be in submission, not only because of punishment, but also because of conscience. For this reason, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants, attending diligently to this very thing. Pay to everyone what is due them, tribute to whom tribute is due, tax to whom tax is due. Respect to whom respect is due, honor to whom honor is due. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the Torah. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fullness of the Torah. Besides this, you know the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first came to trust. The night is almost gone, and the day is near. So let us put off the works of darkness, and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and envy. Instead, put on the Lord Messiah Yeshua, and stop making provision for the flesh, for its cravings. That was Romans chapter 13, which concludes the reading of Daily Bread for today. If you're reading the double track of Apostles this year, you would also read Mark chapter 1. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope and pray that the Word of God may dwell in you today. I want to take a moment to ask everybody to pray specifically and especially for Jerusalem and Israel today. Yesterday, as we were ending the Jerusalem Day celebrations here in Jerusalem, celebrating the reunification of Jerusalem in 1967, we were quickly shaken back into reality by sirens going off and having to run for shelter. 7 rockets from Gaza came flying over Jerusalem. Thankfully, there were no victims, and the only harm done was a shattered window. So I ask that you pray for the peace of Jerusalem and all of Israel, especially today. My name is Sophia, and this has been Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom from Jerusalem. Until next time.